That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner at the Jotham Down store waiting for everyone to arrive for the opening of the box found in the Hempstead chest. Listen.
Who is it, Abner?
You want me to let him in?
Yeah, I reckon so. Let him in. Yeah, come on back, Squire. There's so many of them, we just decided to open the box out there on the front porch.
Well, surely all that bunch out there aren't claiming to be related to us Hempsteads, are they, Lum?
Well, part of them is, and part of them, I think, just come over to see what's in the box. Curiosity.
I never seen such an unruly bunch in my life. Started gathering down here at the store about noon. Everybody shoving and pushing, knocking stuff off the counter.
Yeah, we finally had to run them all out of here and lock the door.
Well, it's about time to open it up, isn't it, Lum? You said you'd open it at 7 o'clock.
Well, according to my timepiece, we've got about 5 minutes yet.
So?
Wait a minute, there's Grandpap and Cedric at the front door. Abner, better let them in.
Yeah.
Grandpap will have his feelings hurt sure if we don't.
By goodness sakes, looks like he could have waited 5 minutes, don't he?
Look at Cedric, got his face pressed up against the glass looking in here. Looks like his nose is spread all over his face.
Well, it's hard to see inside here from out there, Lum. I couldn't tell whether there's anybody in here or not.
Yeah, we ought to wash them windows. Ain't been washed since they put in. Just seems like we don't get time for nothing anymore.
All right, get inside here so I can shut the door. There'll be 50 more trying to shove their way.
Yeah, what's the matter? I thought you was aiming on opening that box at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it ain't 7 o'clock yet. Come on, get in.
Oh, it's getting mighty nice close to it.
Yeah.
Everybody's wanting to know when we're going to open it.
Abner, why don't you step out there on the porch and tell them it'll be about 4 or 5 minutes. They're getting awful impatient out there.
No, better stay away from out there. They're loving to mob you.
Yeah, they ain't going to run off. Just let them wait out there.
Has anybody saw Ben with us today? We sure needed the constable to help us get that crowd out of here a while ago.
Yeah, we had an awful time getting them to go outside there.
Oh, yeah, I thought sure we was going to have somebody hurt. Wait a minute, that's our ring.
Oh, Walt Bates tried to fist fight me.
Or just leave that receiver off the hook. It bothered the life out of us today.
Yeah.
Hello, Jotham Down store. Lum Edwards talking. 7 o'clock. Well, you've got about 4 minutes, I reckon. Well, I don't know where we can or not. I told them we'd open it at 7 sharp.
We better do it, too.
All right. Well, hurry. All right. Goodbye. Sister Simpson wants us to hold the whole business up just because she ain't quite ready yet.
Well, now, we ought not to wait on her long. She never got nowhere on time in her whole life.
She's been out riding in an automobile all afternoon.
Yeah, who is that young fella she's riding around with? Has she got a new bull? I seen him drive by here right after dinner.
No, that's an automobile salesman from the county seat. She's aiming on buying a new car with her share of what Uncle Winston left.
She is.
Oh, well, if I was everybody, I wouldn't be counting too strong on what's in that box. There's so many of us now, it's going to have an awful lot to go around.
Well, Lum, there surely ought to be enough for us to buy a new car with it.
Well, that's just it. There ain't no telling what's in it.
No, there's no telling, Lum. You're right about that. But, on the other hand, I'm confident it contains something of great value.
Yeah, ought to be. Or to be. Much trouble as he went to leave it for us.
Yes, it's just a shame there had to be more than just us five right here in on it, old man.
Well, Squire, they've got just as much right to their part as we have.
I can't for the life of me see how any human could have had as many relations as Uncle Winston.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of us, all right.
Well, now, just between us fellas here, to be honest, I can't put too much faith in Professor Crenshaw.
Much faith in him?
Yes, Lum. I'm afraid he's been more interested in getting that $15 fee he charges than he has in finding the rightful heirs to the Hempstead estate.
You mean you think he's a fake, too? Or, you think he's a fake?
Well, I wouldn't want to come right out openly and make such a charge as that. No,
well, I'm going to be honest, fellas. I feel sort of the same way Squire does.
You do?
I know there's some mistakes in these family trees the professor's been getting up. I don't know where they're mistakes or what, but there's some of these relationships that just don't sound right to me. I know I ain't Cedric's grandpa, for one thing.
No, I don't believe you are neither, Long. And I don't believe Cedric's my uncle.
Oh, no, Mom, I don't neither.
Well, they've got me being a nephew to Mose Moots down here. Now, so far as I know, we never had no Mootses in our family. Never.
Well, I'm proud to hear you fellas talking this way, for I've been feeling all along that this pigeon-toed family tree of mine weren't just right. But I feared to mention it. Feared you'd just kick me out and go ahead and divide it up tricks the rest of you. So I just kept my mouth shut.
Well, sure, now, that's right, Funny. I felt the same way about it myself, Grandpa.
Did you, sure?
Yeah, I just scared to mention it, just like you are.
Well, just to be honest, I have, too.
You have?
I never felt like all these folks were sure enough kin to me. I've been calling them Uncle this and Cousin that, but I had my doubts.
No, me too. I just couldn't. Hey, what time is it, Long?
Granny's it straight up and down 7 o'clock. Sharp.
Well, I thought it must be. Well, they're pounding on the door there.
Well, what are we going to do, men? We don't think this Professor Crenshaw is right. I don't know where we ought to go ahead and open the box or not.
Well, there's nothing you can do now, Long. If you were to walk out there on that porch and tell that crowd of people that you don't believe they're the rightful heirs to the Hempstead estate, why, and that you're not going to open the box, they'd mob you before you could get back inside.
Well, I ain't feared of that. I just want to do the right thing, so.
Well, Long, you tried your best to find his relatives. You put an advertisement in the paper. Now, if there's anybody that has a more legal right to the contents of the box, they've had plenty of time to make their claim.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, they have.
Well, if you fellas think it's all right to go ahead and open it, I'll open it up right now out in front.
Yeah, go ahead and open it, Long. I want to find out what's in that thing.
Oh, me too. I'm just busting to know what's in
there. Me too. I've got to know. Well, I believe it's the thing to do. I think you're perfectly right in going ahead, Long.
Well, I'll get it and we'll carry it out there.
I'm glad
to get the responsibility off my hands. Bent to fear somebody would break in here.
What's the matter, Long?
Granny's, it's gone.
Huh?
The box. It's gone.
They're gone? Where'd you have it, Long?
Well, I had it hid right back here under the counter here.
Oh, wait a minute, Long. You moved it from there day before yesterday. You set it in that shelf there back of the thread case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me see. Yeah. Yeah, here it is. Like I scared the daylights out of myself.
Yeah, you were white as a sheet.
Yeah, and it would have been a catastrophe, sure enough. Give a feller the flippity jibber.
Yeah, you gave us all a scare there, Long. Have you got the key, Long?
Yeah, I've got it.
Good.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
Go ahead and open the door, Abner.
Yeah.
Come on, fellers. Keep the crowd back now. Grandpap, you better have them get down off in the porch.
Yeah, come on, Grandpap. We'll get them cleared out of there. Come on. All right, everybody. It's a minute now. You might as well go ahead and open the box.
Yeah. Quiet, please.
Come on, simmer down.
Quiet. We're gathered here today to divide the estate of one of our dear departed relatives, Winston Hempstead. As you all know, Winston Hempstead once lived in Pine Ridge and built the house that I now live in. Several days ago, we found an old chest up in my attic. On the inside of the chest, we found this little box with this note on it. Some of you already saw it.
Yeah, I have.
Says, this box not to be opened except in the presence of my rightful heirs. Signed, Winston Hempstead. Now, as far as I know, all the rightful heirs is gathered here today.
Yes, sir.
Those who can prove to be related to Winston Hempstead will have an equal share in whatever's in this box.
I think they all understand that, Lob. Go ahead, open it up. Open it.
Well, I'm going to open it now. Just stay right where you're at, and I'll show you what's in it.
Yeah, that's the time.
Here, you hold it, Cedric.
Oh, goody, goody.
Hold it up, say,
I'm very excited. Can't hardly open the lid.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
There. Well, I'll be dead blamed.
What is it, Long?
Why, there ain't nothing in it but an envelope.
Envelope?
That's all. Or wait a minute. There's something wrote on it here.
What is it? What is it? It
says, to my heirs, inside this envelope you will find something more valuable than silver or gold. The achievement of my life's work. It is yours, and may it bring you untold wealth. Signed, Winston Hempstead.
Well, what's inside the envelope? That's what we want to know.